Protecting the wolf. Profile. What do you picture when someone mentions a wolf? If you imagine a terrifying, ferocious creature, you're not alone. For years, people thought wolves were savage animals. Hunters shot them and farmers would petition for their elimination. In fact, 4 decades ago, wolves were almost extinct everywhere in the United States except Alaska. Many credit research scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey for helping people view wolves differently. One USGS research scientist's fascination with wolves began decades ago when he was photographing the animals. Initially, like others in his field, he studied wolves in captivity. However, he later came to believe that studying such wolves provided a qualitatively different and less accurate picture than studying them in the wild. One might think that captured wolves would vegetate and grow increasingly tranquil in cages. Instead, the scientists noticed that when wolves were captured and put together, one would always emerge as the top dog in the pack and would control the others. The scientists saw that in the wild, on the other hand, wolves were social and traveled and hunted in packs. These packs were like a family, composed of parents and several generations of younger wolves. Visitors to wildlife centers can engage in hands-on activities that explore the habitats in which wolves live. They learn that wolves prey on large animals, like deer, that eat low-growing plants. This, visitors learn, benefits both animals and the environment. When there were few wolves in the wild, other animal populations grew too numerous. Today, because of conservation, America's wolf population numbers more than 5,000. That means there are fewer deer and other large animals in the wild now, and as a result, there is less damage to the habitats in which they live. Additionally, when disease or lack of food has incapacitated an animal, it is more likely to be attacked by wolves. The result is that the remaining herd is healthier. In helping us to understand wolves better, the USGS scientists showed us that there are many reasons that we must value and protect all animals.